Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Now, many of us spend a lot of time exercising, and we exercise because we want to keep our body in shape, we want to be healthier, we want to live a longer life. All those reasons are great justification for exercising our bodies. But yet, so few of us actually take the time to exercise our minds. And by exercising our minds, I really mean providing some discipline around your mind so that it just doesn't go off in another direction. Start thinking about things that don't serve you, creating more stress in your life than what you need or what you want. You see, you have the ability to take control over your mind. Your mind doesn't have to control you. And I realize that there's always a struggle here, but the better you get at exerting your influence over your mind, the more control you're going to have over it. And the more control you have over your mind, the more you're going to be able to push things off to the side or redirect things as they come in. But in the end, if you can gain better control over your mind, the stress and the challenges that you feel during your life diminish significantly. So get used to this idea of redirection. So when you're dealing with something that's a stressor for you, right? And I've got something that's going on right now in my world that's causing stress in my life. And I think about how I would have handled this thing 15 or 20 years ago, and it would have been all consuming for me. It really would have bothered me. I would have had challenges with it. I would have lost a lot of sleep. But now what I'm able to do is put things in context. Right? And now refocus my mind on more positive things and also become much more rational in terms of what I can fix and what I can't. Right? There's certain things you have control over and you want to exercise that control while you can. But there's other things that you can't control, or you've done everything you can do and there's nothing else that can be done. If that's the case, then you want to focus away on other things, and getting good at redirecting your mind and going off in another direction becomes one of those skills that's coveted. So it takes practice for sure, and it takes some diligence. And one of the things that we've talked about many times before that really helps is just sitting quietly, whether you want to call it meditation, whether you want to call it focusing on your breathing, but just having that way to clear your mind. So that when things come in, rather than getting sucked into it, you become the observer of what it is. And once you're observing things, that puts you in a different situation. The observer can push things to the side. The observer can redirect things. The person that's consumed by it can't. And so the benefit of bringing meditation or a yoga practice where you have something called savasana, which is really nothing more than a meditation, comes with the ability to really redirect your mind and focus on other things and just getting control over things so they don't become all consuming. And that's really what we want to focus on. So think about what you can do to step away, to put things in balance and to get better control over your mind. But I will tell you that the best way to get there is to create a discipline where you go off into meditation for 5 or 10 minutes each day. And while you're in that meditation, that's when you become the observer of your thoughts. And then when you can apply this to daily life, then you start to be able to really direct what's going to affect you and how much it will affect you. Can't control it all. You can't fix it all, but you can make it a heck of a lot better through some practice. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher. And if you haven't subscribed yet yourself, just go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to leave your feedback on how we're doing, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today, I just want you to focus on what you can control. And when you find yourself in a situation where your mind is just taking over, okay, take a step back, become the observer of those thoughts, okay? Put them in perspective, and just refocus on something else that's more positive.